All right. Today's July the 11th, 2019. We're here at the Henderson County Animal Services Advisory Committee meeting. My name is John Lynn. I'm chairman of the committee. I'd like to ask another committee member to please make a motion to open into public hearing.
I'll make a motion.
Second. All right. Now in public hearing. First thing on the agenda is we always like to do public comment, and we actually have public here. So does anybody want to comment? Absolutely. That would be nice. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Caroline Gunther, and I own WAG, a unique pet boutique on Main Street, and I'm a member of the Blue Ridge Humane Society Board of Directors. I've been on the board for 9 years. I am currently the immediate past chair and will be rolling off of that board at the end of this year. As you know, we work pretty closely with Henderson County Animal Services. We have our SNIP, our spay and neuter incentive program, that runs out of the county facility. And we enjoy our relationship with you guys very much. And we have a public policy committee, and we just decided we needed to start sending someone most of the time to these meetings just to be here for support and to show our faces.
So. We like support.
Pardon me?
We like support.
Well, we give it to you. So. we have people in your facility now, so needling our way in little by little.
There you go.
Yeah, glad
thank
to be
you.
Here.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming tonight.
Sure.
My name is Laura St. Clair, and I have a 10-acre farm here in Hendersonville.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Pace Road. I raise and train Hanoverian horses there. That's why we bought the property. It had a historic home on it that I put on the National Historic Register. I love it here. I have a neighbor who has a lot of poultry, some what appear to be fighting roosters as well. Running at large, and some other animals and so forth. So,
wait for a minute. Is she coming through on your audio? It occurred to me she doesn't have a mic in front of her.
Oh, should I?
I just want
podium, probably.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's yeah. Okay. We're not either.
You just
okay,
said good. Your name and your address. Okay. That was okay.
Super. Okay. Perfect.
There's more to the story.
Perfect. So I am having some challenges with that, and I'm very concerned about biosecurity on my property, the impacts to my neighborhood, my enjoyment of it. It's really impacted. My veterinarians are very concerned that I might not be able to continue to breed horses there. So I'm very concerned about it. I don't know how much the Animal Services Committee deals with that type of animal, but I just thought I'd come and listen in, and I'm looking for solutions. So thank you for allowing the public to come. So.
I think Corporal Vince Griggs can probably address your concerns. He works with Animal Services, and he can probably help you out with
okay.
that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So after the meeting's done, if you'll get up with me,
yeah.
We can sit down. I can go over all the ordinances with you and explain how those work. Livestock run at large, whether it's a rooster or chickens or whatever they are, it all falls in the same category.
Okay.
So there are laws in place for that. You'll just have to contact our office when it's going on,
okay.
And we can start doing that. The rooster issues, to have roosters that may be believed to be in fighting is not illegal.
Yeah.
To actually fight the rooster is. But there are ordinances in place about chaining roosters and stuff like that as
feathering.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but we'll
thank
sit down
you.
And discuss that. And
okay. Fantastic.
So we can't help you out on that.
If you have time, that'd be great.
Oh, I get all the time.
Thank you so much.
We'll
okay.
take care of it.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Absolutely. All right. All right, the first item on our agenda tonight's the scheduling of dangerous dog hearings. Since we've got some folks who are not here tonight and couldn't make it, do you think this is something maybe we ought to do in an
assign them?
yeah, I've been there, Jack. It's one of those, if you
yeah.
don't show up, you volunteered automatically.
Automatic. Yeah,
I know
man.
How that works. Maybe
that was John's idea.
Maybe we ought to do this via email and just see and let everybody go through and do that and say what dates they're available. I'll start an email thread, if that's okay with everybody. I'll start an email thread tomorrow and copy everybody in on it and ask everybody to kind of put their dates that they're available. And if you just don't mind going down the calendar and looking at the, you know, looking at the spots we have open and everything.
Will you be filling in the calendar?
I will fill in. I'll take that responsibility, and I'll fill in the calendar. If everybody, I'll just get everybody to send me the dates that are available, and we'll just go from there. But, yeah, I'll be glad to take care of it. But I think since some of us aren't here tonight, I think that's only fair. So, and some folks, I know some folks can do some things and others can't with their schedule. So Patty, you and I are a little flexible. Jack's a little flexible here and there. Yeah, she's definitely flexible. So I'll send this out in an email. I'll gather that information. Okay, that checks that off. And Corporal Vince Griggs, possible ordinance changes. Go ahead. I'll let you have the floor there.
Let's see what he does to you.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Paul. Yes, sir.
On the possible ordinance changes, we haven't had a whole lot of time to get a lot of that stuff together for this meeting tonight. We'll continue to work on it for the next meeting. A couple of things we looked at. We were talking about the livestock issue, livestock running at large. You know, we talked about having people register that they have livestock with the county, not necessarily how much they have, just that they have them where they're at. And there were some concerns about that. One of the deputies came up with an idea of maybe just having them on their gate, their main gate, where they keep their livestock at, and then on their fence line every, you know, so often, put a contact sheet on that gate where the animals are stored at. Might not be so intrusive to the people who own the livestock, and, you know, people won't think we're trying to, you know, figure out how much cattle or whatever they have. We just know who to contact if they get out. So that's something we're probably going to bring up. Some of the other things were, we had an issue with dangerous dogs come up, and a dangerous dog was going to be brought into our county and actually live at a business in our county. According to our ordinances, the restriction on dangerous dogs goes that it can't be in recreational areas. We might want to look at changing that to where it can't be in businesses, and maybe public areas. Yes, you just have it as public areas. That will limit a lot of places that the dangerous dog can go to, but there again, if they've been deemed dangerous, it's been done for a reason. So, you know, obviously going to the vet's office or something would be okay. But other than that, you know, taking a dangerous dog to Lowe's right now would be okay. It's not in the ordinance that they can go to Lowe's. So you can take your dangerous dog to Lowe's. You can take it to anything that's not a recreational area, so anywhere but a park, pretty much. So we may want to look at putting that restriction in. Never got addressed with that before until this one incident, and the gentleman decided not to take the dog into our county because of all the other stuff that comes with it. But, you know, that's a possibility. We might want to look at adding something like that in there on that. That's a couple of the big things we're looking at. Again, I apologize for not having it ready for this evening, but we've had some unforeseen things happen, and I just hadn't had time to write it up. Paul, you got anything else on that? Roosters? Yeah. Young lady behind you is going to talk to you.
you walked in just in time.
You know what?
We have got a lot of complaints on roosters, and we want your guys' help to help us rack something up on this. Roosters right now, they're considered livestock in the county, and they are livestock. They're fowl. You can't tether them anymore in the county, so that's been done. But the issue we're having a lot of is people are bringing a ton of roosters into residential areas. And we're getting a lot of complaints about the roosters being in residential areas. And they're not free-range roosters, or the roosters are not in coops. They're in cages. They're being in individual, like, dog crate kind of cages. And we're getting a lot of complaints on
like
that.
Like hens or hutches?
Like a dog crate.
Like a 3x4 crate or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, not even, some of them aren't even that big. It's just in small box crates that they're putting the roosters in, and they're stacking them up high and long ways. And, of course, we can always look at it for a health issue, if you know, one being on top and fecal falling through to the bottom. But generally speaking, they have a floor on them and stuff, you know. The complaint comes in a lot of these housing areas where these people are getting 20, 30, 40 roosters and putting them in there. Of course, they crow all the time. Hmm. So there's a noise ordinance issue, which goes to a different side, but the animal issue of it comes on our side. It's right now, livestock is exempt from the noise ordinance and stuff. However, farming animals is the way I think it's written. But the problem is if you got 40 roosters, those aren't usually for farming. You know, you'll have hens and a rooster, that would be farming. Even if you had a few roosters and a bunch of hens, could be farming. But just 30, 40 roosters, that's really not a farming, per se, operation.
I'm a little naive. Why would somebody want 40 roosters?
Generally speaking, people, they raise them and sell them. It can be a business. They usually sell them off for different purposes. Without going into a whole lot of just tell all right. A lot of times these things are raised for fighting roosters, and they'll sell the fighting roosters to other people, and they take them places for the cockfights. It's not illegal to raise fighting roosters, but it is illegal to fight the rooster. So it's illegal to have cockfights, but it's not illegal to have the roosters and get them prepared for the fights. So generally that's what you find when you have it. We've had people tell us what they're raising roosters for, but that's not illegal to raise a rooster for that. But they're doing it in housing communities and stuff, and not so much out in the rural areas of the county. This may even turn out to be more of a zoning issue than it is our issue.
I was going to say, zoning, a lot, there's some zoning in the county that
yeah,
will prevent
so,
that.
But if y'all could just rack your brains a little bit on it, you know, and see what you think, it'd be appreciative to kind of, we look at it from an enforcement action side of it, so when we get the bunch of calls, we're like, man, we need to stop this. So we like the outside look to kind of balance it out for us, you know. So that's the roosters. Anyone else?
Sometimes it's like a free range rooster or that type where somebody just kind of let it go. And it'll come home at night to roost, but during the daytime it's all over the trailer park or all over the neighborhood.
There is a neighborhood.
A situation recently that was about to turn really ugly over a rooster.
So
people were being threatened and everything else over this rooster.
Yeah. So the way it's written is it's about farming. Farming is an exemption to the ordinance on a lot of these things. So the question would be, what definition can we define as a farming rooster versus a, and these, the businesses that they have raising these roosters to sell, they're not like LLCs or something. It's not like they're a registered business. They're, but there's nothing stating that they have to be. So
let me ask what might be perceived as a ridiculous question, but I'll, you know, ask it anyways. Do we want to make it illegal for them to even raise the animals for fighting?
I see the problem would be is defining that they're raising the animal for the fight.
Mm-hmm.
The question comes into play, the definition would come into play is what do we as a county feel is a farming operation and a non-farming operation? because farming operations are exempt, but non-farming operations are not. Mm-hmm. So right now we're trying to define that ourselves, but we don't have anything really to substantiate what it is. There's no definition for it.
Have you looked at other counties?
We've looked at some, and a lot of counties are kind of like ours, you know, really. And I'll speak highly of our county. A lot of counties look at us.
Oh, how great.
Yeah, we get calls, you know, what do y'all do on this, and how do y'all handle that, and what do we need to look at for this? Our dangerous dogs, we got calls in 2 weeks ago about that. They're actually going to pretty much mimic our ordinance for their dangerous dogs and stuff. So a lot of counties call us. We really do lead the way a little bit on a lot of this stuff. So y'all have done an excellent job on that.
Are these chickens in the city limits or in?
No,
the
I wish they were, because then I'd refer them to the city. But they're all out in the county. So like it's some of them are rural areas out toward Dana. Some of them are out toward Crab Creek Road area. The one we had the other day was off Little River Road inside the county.
Laura, where is your farm?
On Pace Road.
So,
you know, they're just sprawled out in different locations in the county. So you go out there and you got to determine, have they got a farming operation? Have they got a business exemption? Or is it, or, you know, what do we have? And we try to define it as, if they have hens with roosters, that's kind of a farming operation in our eyes. If they have 40 roosters stacked up in crates, that's not really a farming operation, it's a business. But there's nothing in our ordinance to back us up on that definition. Mm-hmm. So, so when we go out, we're really juggling when we go out to handle these things.
That can that be considered a nuisance? Dealt with that way?
If the odor part of it, and I should have brought the ordinance with me, I apologize. The odor part of the nuisance, if it becomes an odor issue, could. I don't think that the actual crowing, thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't think the actual crowing of the rooster would meet the noise, meet the nuisance part of it.
Could it meet the nuisance part of it if it could be determined that the roosters that are creating the nuisance are not being raised for farm animals, but are being raised for purposes other than?
I think so. We would have to put that in. Mm-hmm. See, under the livestock definition, under 30, it has the fowl as livestock, so it falls under the livestock exemptions. There you go. Might have to get Paul to hold this.
Get my glasses.
I was
going to
say that was right from the document Brad sent out. So.
We actually have a residential area just on the other side of Old Spartanburg Highway where it turns off of 176 up here. I believe that's Fairview Street. It's right behind Dr. Stevenson's veterinarian practice. This man has a new house there. Behind the house is I'd call it a kennel. There are several, and when I say several, I mean probably 25 or more rooster boxes. The neighbors have complained, but they don't want to call in and make an official complaint on it. But that's the type of thing we're dealing with. And then we'll have some folks that will come in and complain about one rooster. And it was like Vince was saying, it won't meet the criteria of the 10 minutes or 30 or 20 minutes intermediate. It won't hardly meet it. The rooster won't crow but ever 10 minutes. But it does get on people's nerves, and it's very disturbing. It can be very disturbing for them. It's like Vince was saying, when it's a farming operation, that's pretty cut and dry. But when it's not.
So would because we've had discussions where you all have been called where a dog was just, you know, someone had a gate on their porch and the water bowl was kicked over, and that's actually a violation. Mm-hmm. From that standpoint, would there be neglect issues if they've got all these roosters crated? If they don't have...
Yeah, they have to have water in the crates. I mean, there has to be constant water. Yeah, they'd have the shelter, and then feed we usually do by, you know, you try to look at the body mass of whatever animal you're looking at, just try to make sure it's not starving to death. But on the nuisance, and this talks about, you know, maintaining the owner's property for you know, offensive smells, annoying or dangerous to public health, safety, welfare, community, the number, type, variety, density of the location of the animals on the property, and this includes, you know, harboring wild or feral animals like cats and stuff. But it doesn't, with it being a livestock matter and no definition of if it's a farming issue or not a farming issue, it wouldn't, I don't think it would fall into the nuisance. Unless the odor got so bad. But even on that, if it was a farming operation, you know, like dairies and stuff, you know, you get those exemptions in there because it's a farming operation. Mm-hmm. So there has to be some type of a definition or something determined of what is a farming operation, what isn't a farming operation. Now, we could come in and do like we did with the tethering and say, you know, you can't tether a rooster. Well, you can't crate a rooster. You have to have a coop. But and then because these when you put these roosters together, these roosters can't be together. They'll fight. So if you had to put all these roosters in certain style of coops or something like that, then that would deter people from doing it. You know, but there again, you know, I don't want to infringe on somebody's right of having a rooster. So we got it's a balancing act. And I'm looking at it from our complaint perspective of it. You know, like I want the complaints to stop.
Uh-huh. Well, I think there's a difference between having a rooster and having 40.
Yeah.
And, you know, on so many levels, of course, you know what they're being prepared for, and that's mm-hmm. offensive to me. But then the sound and the smell, and, you know, we have one rooster in our area, and every so often we'll hear him.
Oh, yeah, I got one in my yard. I hear him every morning.
Yeah, but 40, I guess.
And in the evening? And in the afternoon, I mean, he crows, he's a rooster, he's going to crow. But it's one, we got one rooster in the neighborhood, yeah. Maybe two, and it's not, I mean, you go out back, you hear it. You stand on the back porch, you hear it, or in the sunroom, you can hear it. But, you know, it's not like coming through my bedroom window at 3 o'clock in the morning either.
Yeah, right, right.
But you got people who live in the community that they're living in a housing development. Your houses are as close as you and I are together, and then you got 40 roosters in the backyard. It's not conducive for
the... Do we need to look at the prohibition of roosters for anything but a farming operation?
Well, so they fall under the livestock section of the definition. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking it'd be a farm... Myself, I'm thinking it's a farming question of whether or not you're running a farm or whether or not you're running a business. And there is a business exemption. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing in the ordinance saying that if you're running, a business to sell animals or livestock, that you have to be a registered business. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's open ended, and we're obviously a farming community here in mm-hmm. Henderson County. So you know, it's kind of,
yeah.
You know, we just got to be careful how we word it, I guess.
The even if there's no homeowners association in effect in certain, you know, certain communities or whatnot, like, you know, over there where Brickyard cuts that hard 90-degree right, like going to 64,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's a nice residential community back there. There's no HOA in place. But some of the places like that, even though there's no homeowners association or whatever, I don't know about the zoning, but I can tell you that a lot of those places like that, especially your older places, that neighborhood was built, well, mainly formed in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. I can tell you from that that there are certain spots where there are restrictions, you know, per the deed or per the community standards or whatever, mm-hmm. that you can't have. You know, that you can't have livestock there, things like that. But, you know, when a home's been sold 3 and 4 times, you know, sometimes you have to go back.
And that would be, that's something that we as the deputy, we can't enforce that. That's a civil matter. Right. They would have to actually sue the homeowner in small claims court to try to get something accomplished with that. There's no enforcement action we can take on it.
I would be interested in your thoughts on this.
Well, I mean, I think just listening to Vince, I think an attorney would need to actually come up with the definition of a farm. I think that's the first thing. What I'm hearing is it doesn't really matter whether it's one rooster or 40 roosters. You're still getting complaints from owners.
Yeah, you can.
So that doesn't really help us to limit the number,
yeah.
And even if you made it restrictively difficult for somebody to raise roosters, one rooster in a pen, you know, it's mm-hmm. still going to be a complaint. Mm-hmm. The homeowners associations do keep a lot of that in check, but you've also got a lot of neighborhoods that are right in the middle of farming communities that are built in what used to be pastures, and yeah. So you can sit right next to a home that's raising tons of roosters and cattle and everything else. So I guess it all kind of is, if you're wanting to look at it from the standpoint of a farming issue, I guess it would be up to the attorneys to come up with a definition that was enforceable but yet not so restrictive that it would impede right. other people who were farming. You know, and then I guess, and that's where I'm not able to help out, because farming can take on a lot of different things.
It can.
You can farm catfish,
yeah.
if you'd like, and then essentially you're just, you know, growing catfish to sell, you know. So it's not necessarily what we all consider just
traditional
farming yeah. cattle and dairy cattle and that kind yeah. of thing. So
thinking outside the box here. I know we have a thing in the ordinance about the number of pets you can have before you have to contact Animal Services to register
domestic animals.
Okay, if a rooster could livestock like that, if it is not being raised in a farm environment for farm livestock purposes, could that be considered a pet, or could that be changed to say under this circumstance it's no longer livestock, it is a pet, or a domestic animal?
You did with the potbelly pig, you know, it's going to still be considered
livestock by state.
You know?
It is under state law. Yeah.
I mean, it's still.
Okay.
I think you're. Just because someone might have a therapy chicken? Seriously? Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's a rooster?
And it's not an issue of the one rooster crowing. Yeah, we get noise complaints on the one rooster crowing. And that's something you just kind of, you're never going to quit all complaints mm-hmm. by any means. Our biggest thing is when we get to these places and they got these roosters in crates and they're stacked up, you know, and it's not, and they may have water in there for them, and the roosters look, you know, they're not being starved to death or anything. There's not a cruelty per se issue going on with them. It's kind of where we're stuck at. And then again, is the question of a farming definition.
Well, if you guys know where those types of chickens are, surely someone's watching them load them in the back of a van.
We've got a 6-man unit.
Yeah, wow.
And we answered last year almost 10,000 calls between six of us.
Wow.
our average call was, I don't have the stats in front of me, I think, but well, it was right at 10,000 in six. We can divide it between the six of us.
Five a day for all of y'all.
And we have, generally speaking, two deputies working a day. You know, and Paul and I, we work Monday through Friday on different schedules, but, and unfortunately, we get stuck in the office a lot. But you get it's about four deputies handling. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just don't. We get calls and complaints about cockfighting and stuff. We just don't have the manpower to go out and really sink into it. I'd love to catch one. That's a felony spectator sport. Everybody mm-hmm. goes to jail.
Everybody.
And we do know that most of it's not happening here in the county.
Yeah.
From what we can understand, what we've been able to find out, they're going to South Carolina somewhere. It's deep into South Carolina from what we understand.
So it's but I agree with Dr. Jules about getting the definition from the attorney to make sure it's the right definition. But then the something to come in with an enforcement side of it is what we're going to need some assistance on at the end of the day with it.
Is that something you'd want to pursue, Vince?
Yeah, I don't mind having the attorneys work on these things. And again, this is stuff I meant to bring out in bullet point tonight. I just didn't have time to write all the stuff down for everybody to keep and kind of keep it flowing through everybody. But, I intend to get up with the attorney. There's other definitions, things we want to look at for some of the other stuff. So
yeah.
I'm just bringing it to light.
Mm-hmm.
You might check with the Agriculture Extension Office. There very well might already be like a standard definition of roosters for fighting. Like I was an agriculture major in college,
mm-hmm.
and they probably have already examined this at large because it is a biohazard,
mm-hmm.
and that's a huge problem when you're raising poultry for food or for egg production.
Mm-hmm.
So they might already have some suggestions on how to define somewhere you could start at least.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for help.
I would ask Ag Extension people or a school that has a poultry science program. I know they talk about this stuff. So, yeah.
That's good.
Was that it on the ordinances, Paul? Did you think of? Just
all I can think of right now.
One question. Is it possible to define a farm by acreage, and is there a way to at least limit who might qualify to say it's farming?
I think that would be a zoning issue. That's something that the zoning department, and the zoning department's going to have, some of this stuff's going to have to come from zoning. We can't, some of the things we can't do, like, you know, having a rooster in a housing community, I mean, that wouldn't be us at all. Enforcing what's in effect is kind of where we're at, but so some of it, we're going to have to get up with Toby and have him work on some of it as well.
It's really hard to do that when you have someone who wants to have chickens that lay eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're in a small place. But that's usually not the problem. It's usually the roosters.
Right, right. Absolutely.
That's a situation that we've run into, the problem.
Yeah.
And it's like Dr. Jewell said, sometimes it's one rooster. If it's next to your house, it's a problem. And then a lot of times it may be 20 or 40 roosters. Yeah, yeah.
Every day.
You have somebody next to you that's...
I do, right next to me.
Yeah. Where's it at on Pace Road?
I'm on Pace Road. I have the Rock House.
I think this was what he was going to... That's what he was going
to
work on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the stuff I was going to work on and try to have something more meaningful. Yeah.
I've met you before.
Yeah, yeah. This shall be coming soon.
Okay.
I can't remember if it was over roosters or...
I just
wanted
to make sure that we get that passed and not...
No, just with the... Yeah, just the things that's been going on, I just hadn't had time to...
Sure. Have a lot of them.
Yeah, off and on.
It's a busy time of year for us.
Mm.
Joy's getting tired of seeing me. We usually walk in with a cat.
Mm. Oh, poor baby.
We're going to start calling you until you can pick him up.
Mm. Hey. I am the kitty whisperer. All right.
I think that's all I had. I mean, it's just...
Okay. Does anybody else on the committee have anything to add tonight? Anything you want to bring up? No, huh? Okay. Our next meeting is October 10th, 2019, 5:30 p.m. as usual, same place here. And like I say, look for an email from me about the filling in the calendar here for the dangerous dog hearings. And I think that's about it until next go around. So ask one of the committee members to make a motion that we leave public hearing.
I'll make a motion that we leave public hearing.
Second. All right, we're out. Everybody have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.